Hi, everyone. Welcome to Two Bald Guys Talking Safety. I'm Langdon DeMint.
And I'm Julian Taylor.
And welcome to our podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Two Bald Guys Talking Safety. My name's Julian Taylor, and I'm really pleased to be joined by my silver-canned and shiny-headed friend, Langdon DeMint.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I am fantastic.
You should be. As refreshed as possible, I feel like.
Yep. For those of you who haven't talked about this too, I've just been on holiday. I've had the longest holiday that I think I've ever had in my adult life. And been to Colombia, which was an amazing place.
Oh, very nice.
Beautiful country. Yep.
I'm jealous. Anyway, I was here in Tennessee.
You were there in Tennessee. Did the
we
weather
had a terrible
you?
Hurricane.
I was going to say, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't really. I mean, we got a ton of rain here in south of Nashville, but so it didn't do much from that. But east, I have some friends that I've checked in on. We, like East Tennessee, Western North Carolina got lambasted. So not quite the positive outlook and weather that you had.
No. Well, we hope anybody who's been affected by that can get it sorted quickly and
for sure
get back to normal, because it's a horrible thing to happen.
What do you think we should talk about today?
I'm going to start you off with a question. Are you ready? And this is a bit of a curveball because Langdon wasn't expecting this. So I'm going to test his general knowledge.
Probably not good.
September the 12th, 2012, and September the 7th, 2016. Why are they, I suppose, memorable or important dates?
I don't know. September 7th, 2016, was it the Chicago homicides hit a 20-month high?
No.
Did the Senate fail to pass the Zika spending bill?
You're obviously Googling frantically at that end of this connection. Yeah.
It's fair to say there is no idea.
It's an interesting one because it kind of relates to what I think we'd like to talk about today. Okay. It was actually all of the dates that Apple introduced either the original or new AirPods.
Now, we both know that I despise Apple, so there's probably a solid chance I would have never gotten that right. Sorry, Apple. I should refrain. I am not an Apple product user, but I do have an iPad, and I do like it, so should have prefaced that.
Apart from obviously the Apple podcast platform, which is a superb thing.
Yeah. Just the cell phone usage. That's all I'm talking about. Let me specify. Don't take us off the podcast, please.
why do you think I'm starting to talk about AirPods or buds or whatever we're going to call them these days?
Hearing,
yeah. Mm. Okay.
That's all I got.
That's all you've got. Great.
I mean, I know what we're talking about, but I have no idea where your mind is right now.
Well, I'll tell you where my mind is. It's this month is National Protect Your Hearing Month in the US. And I want to thank Aaron, who we work with, who posted on LinkedIn. And this is what really prompted me to talk about it today. Because I thought, actually, that's a really, really great thing. Because we talk about lots of things in health and safety, don't we? We tend to focus in on things like slips, trips and falls and musculoskeletal injuries and things like that. And whilst we all know that hearing's a noise-induced hearing loss is an issue, it doesn't seem to be something that gets talked about that often. And I know it's a US sort of thing that's happening this month, but it's interesting when you read sort of some of the HSE sort of information around this. The highest percentage of industrial claims in the UK is actually relating to hearing loss. So people having their hearing affected in the workplace. I think 75% of claims are around hearing loss. And I think the reason I wanted to talk about not specifically Apple, but the use of headphones, which has proliferated massively with the use of cell phones and smartphones, is actually how many of us, we talk about Look After Your Hearing Month, it's not just in the workplace, is it? And I'll ask you another question, because I know the answer to this one. Who's your favourite band?
That's honestly tough to answer.
Is it tough?
I mean,
there's one you talk about a lot.
I mean, it's always been Metallica, to be honest with you.
There you go.
I mean, that's it's tough, but it is. There's a lot of favorites, but yeah, it's always been.
Yeah.
Hey, side note, going to see them next year. Bought some tickets.
Boom. Okay. What are you going to do when you go to the gig?
I don't want to. I should. I'm not going to negate this. I should. Because it is excessive for like 3 hours, but I know what you're going to say.
What
and they make music
say?
Ones where it still works, but
yeah. And I love loud music. I'm with you. I love rock music. I love just live music generally. But I do have tinnitus as well. Not extreme, but I've always got this slight ringing noise there. How many decibels or what's the decibel? I suppose what would people recognize as a decibel limit at a point of which it's going to damage your hearing?
Well, that's a tough. So for typically over an 8 hour, I mean, like in the States, for example, 85, usually about 80, they kind of recognize, but 85 above, have your hearing conservation program. And then for your time weighted average, when they start calculating that for what's the permissible exposure limits, it's pretty much over 8 hours, 90 decibels is when you have to have something in place. Before then, though, hopefully there has been, or not hopefully, there should have been some type of program in place that recognizes that. But the biggest problem that we get into, honestly, are those short-term exposure limits, which, you know, 115, I believe it is, over a 15-minute span can start doing damage. And that's not even talking about the quick, you know, boom, loud noises, very acute, that can hit. So if you, I'm curious, I don't know what a concert would be, but if you look at it from a 3 hour time weighted average, you're talking, I think it's like 97 or so.
Should I tell you what Metallica is going to be?
Probably about 100.
Metallica will probably peak at 120. Yeah.
And
if you think about sort of the scale and the measurement, every 10 decibels that it goes up, actually that's a tenfold increase in the sound, which is what a lot of people don't understand, is and the human ear would sort of generally recognize that as a doubling in volume. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty loud.
It's going to be pretty loud. Well, and it's crazy because I do think this is one of those topics. So when I was doing some IH work, it's easy to walk around a warehouse, walk around a factory, you know, just if you want to do a noise map, just do your quick survey, take your decimeter, you can walk around and do that. And, or even then you put on, if you do personal noise monitors for areas that you flagged and you want to test it for longer periods, it's always, that's an interesting one for me because you see that, you see an overexposure, and it seems like the majority of the time, I'm not going to say always by any means, but the majority of the time, the answer is always, well, let's figure out what type of PPE, instead of thinking, what could we have done? And that's just the workplace.
And
everything we've been talking about is home, right? Totally disregard the loud noise at home. Growing up, there was nothing better than having speakers or something in your vehicle, your car, your truck, turning it up and just blaring it because you wanted them to hear it and them.
Yeah.
But, you know, you negate that, but you focus in on the work, but then you don't focus in on the actual corrective measures that you could put into place. So noise is to me, it is an interesting one.
So you can't go to the Metallica concert before they set up and set up some sound deadening cladding around the stage.
Wouldn't that be something? This is my chair. Yeah. I'm just going to put it right here in front of my seat. Yeah, yeah. Y'all can do.
But I think you make a really good point there, which is there tends to be this kind of race to the bottom, doesn't there, when it comes to noise, and people just go straight to PPE instead of using the sort of hierarchy of control and say, right, let's start at the top. First of all, can we eliminate it? I was reading an interesting article today about this. And it was great because it was even talking about when you're purchasing equipment is part of your risk assessment as in the purchasing phase, actually looking at the noise levels and can you change the specification to reduce the noise that's going to be present using that piece of equipment. Can you isolate the equipment? Can you take it away from where people are? There's all these considerations we can get to way before we get to shoving bits of polypropylene into your ears to see whether it's going to stop the noise or not. Yeah.
And that's a good point, because then you get into the how often do organizations even use the proper protection? I mean, the little expandable ones, that's the easy that, and you know, I'm not negating it, works for some lower, but then you start getting to potential higher levels and it's a whole nother gamut.
They're not all the same and they don't all offer the same protection. And the other thing I'd say with those is, how many times have you actually seen people who've got no idea of how to put them into their ears? Yeah. Just try to prod it in with a finger and you can see it's not really doing the job at all. So,
yeah.
But I think it's a really interesting subject and it's good to kind of bring it back to the forefront. I suppose one of the biggest things I wanted to bring out of today's podcast was, don't just think about it in the workplace. Think about it at home. And like I say, I love music. I wear headphones all the time. And it's trying to moderate the volume that you're actually listening to stuff at. And I'm trying to think, I mean, in the UK, it's very similar in terms of the levels. But talking about guidelines, it doesn't have to be 80 decibels or above. It can be lower. If you have this continued exposure to it, it's going to damage your hearing. And then I think it was 85 decibels was over 8 hours. That's probably going to cause you some hearing loss. 90 decibels, we kind of halve that straight away and go to 4 hours. So your Metallica concert, you've not got very long at all, mate. I would go in for about 20 minutes, have a listen and get yourself out of there.
I can't do it, but you're all right. I mean, I could take some muffs, but...
But you would look...
Like an idiot, let's be honest. So I don't know that I will. You know, I got time to think about that. But you bring up, I mean, it is a good point. It's very much, we were talking, you know, we do it for children, do it for our kids, whether it's fireworks, you know, the 4th of July here, Independence Day, or if it's something else for shooting fireworks, you give your kids that because you don't want that quick, the acute, just boom, boom, loud noises to go. So I think it's something that is, it's for the most part, relatively easy to mitigate, unless there's a, you know, of course, if there's a robust manufacturing process that has loud noises and it's going to cost an exorbitant amount of money to actually try to re-engineer that. Okay, when the redesign phase, I think that's something that's worthwhile. But it is, outside of that, it's relatively, there's other types of things, even before PPE, that you could put into place to try to minimize at least that exposure. Because there's, hearing is something that, even if you've never experienced a lot of the excessive noises, over time, your hearing is going to drop down. So why not? Exactly. So why not try to put in some measures to, you know, to take care of that beforehand? I think it's an excellent point. It's not just, we get caught up in the workplace or ensuring that everything's been taking into account. We have our hearing conservation program. We've trained our employees. We have all the proper PPE, the proper knowledge on how to don and doff those, or even administrative controls. But are we ever really looking at it to think of how we can do things differently to ensure that exposure is going to be limited anyways? And that's what I wonder many times, if we're doing that properly.
Yeah. And I suppose it's that, I suppose even this is, even if this could act as a bit of a reminder to people to say, when was the last time you did an assessment of your workplace and gone around and actually checked their levels? The other thing I was going to say that always made me kind of smile to myself was, because I've been around loads and loads of factories in my time, was the fact that you'd have all of this noise going on. I can still remember, it was in Chesterfield in the UK, going around this big engineering factory, proper old mucky engineering factory. All it smelled of was like cutting oil and stuff like that. And I can still picture it now. And there's all this noise going on. And what have they got on in the background? They've got music and the radio on in the background, absolutely blaring.
Didn't
because
they really?
people wanted to listen to the radio or listen to the music in the background. So not only have they got the noise of machinery and equipment, they've got the radio on full tilt as well, because actually that had to be loud so they could hear it over all of the noise that was going on. And yeah, you just think how many people who worked in that factory continually day in, day out now have probably stone deaf or have got really serious hearing issues. So, yeah.
Well, I think that's a great point, because it is one of those you don't even realize that, even if it's not super loud, to what you said earlier, if it's one of those organizations where it's just constant, just that even, you know, or whatever it is in the background, when you go home at night, if you hear that, which obviously you're probably going to, even to a certain extent, but there's something to be said about that as well. Just that constant ringing, the constant noise. And it makes you wonder if there's anything, you know, a lot of the earbuds, headphones now that we have, if they're linked to your phone, if you turn it up to a certain level, at least on my phone, I don't know if yours, excuse me, there's a little thing that says excessive
stop.
Noise, too loud. Yeah. And it's telling you to stop.
Yeah.
Now that can be controlled, because you could change the settings on your buds to, you know, not be as high as the phone, but still, wouldn't it be neat if there was something in organizations, whether it was AI that was getting it or whatever, that our level's too high, we need to flag what is, because sometimes that's a sign of something needs replacing or an issue is happening as well, not just the routine, maybe mundane issues that we experience in work. So I wonder, that would be native, and maybe that exists. I have no idea. If it doesn't exist and our listeners create it, please give credit where credit's due for my idea of signifying.
I mean, when you think about that long-term exposure, again, thinking about the sort of hierarchy of controls is just even simple things like, can you consider things like job rotation? So people aren't in one area all the time. You take them out of the area where there is noise, so they get breaks from it. One other point, I was just thinking about a bonus of headphones, because I have some noise cancelling headphones, which I love for traveling. And actually quite often, even if I'm not listening to anything, I'll just leave them on the plane, because planes can be noisy things, and just leave the noise cancelling on. So actually it just cuts down that constant noise that you're listening to.
I do the same thing, just that boop, feels like it's sucking it out.
I've noticed when we're traveling together, you tend to do that quite frequently.
I don't like talking to people. When I'm traveling, I like just being in my...
In your own little zone.
That's right. But it is, I think this is a... You know, it's one of those, it's difficult, I feel like, to talk. I mean, obviously, if organization's struggling with it, it's easy to have a exhaustive conversation trying to figure out how to reduce it. What are things you can put in place? But a lot of workplaces outside of I've been in warehouses that are as quiet as could be, but also when you think of manufacturing, heavy manufacturing, you think of really a very, very heavy there, but even construction of buildings putting up, then you get those short terms. It's something that I think it is worth always bringing to the attention, because it's one of those things that it's easy to gloss over because it's, all right, did you get your PPE on? Right, I see he's got his headphones on. All right, he's good to go. You know, it's easy just to overlook it. Well, why is he wearing those? Well, because there is a issue at hand. So to me, it's just a part of that wider breadth of risk discussion of even when we take into account the everyday that we've seen, what's something that we could do differently? Because maybe this is an area that needs further exploring.
It was interesting, again, because I'm a dedicated researcher, as you know.
Truly.
Yeah. I was just looking at some stuff this morning, and it gave a list of different industries. So glass bottling lines. I'm going to test you here, Langdon. How many dBA? Glass bottling line, how many dBA?
90.
Think of all those bottles jingling together. 90 is a great answer. It's got between 85 and 100. Yeah? Okay. Pneumatic noise and compressed air.
That's pretty quick. We're going to stick with 90.
Okay. Good again. 85 to 95. Okay. Saws and cutting machinery. You can't just go 90.
No, that would be louder anyways. That could range. I'd probably go up to about 105 or so.
Yeah. Oh, 107 max, it says. Boom. What an expert we have in our midst.
I'm telling you guys, he's rolling.
Final one. Blast chillers and freezers. I never thought about this.
What, as a blast chiller, like a quick freeze?
Yeah.
Well, you would think to go, I'm going to stick about 100. Maybe to 105, 100. I'll stick around there.
Up to 107 again. So, yeah. I'll give you a last one. Jet engine.
Oh, those used to be loud. I don't know that one. I'm going to say I could probably get up to about 120.
120, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Same as a Metallica concert, yeah?
Well, you know, I got one for you I just looked up. And I remember looking before.
Yep.
It's not a question, but it's just showing it. Do you know what the noise can reach in a plane?
Inside a plane?
Inside the cabin.
I think you're going to be around the 85 mark.
It can reach 105.
Wow.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, 105.
It can reach, like, takeoff, landing, you know, taking that into consideration.
Yeah. So my 11-hour flight back from Colombia... There's no wonder I can't hear you today.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it was pretty quiet during the actual flight.
Yeah.
I do think it's something for organizations, for listeners to just consider and think about how they are managing, and because that's the most, unfortunately, most of the time you can't correct it in a manufacturing. I mean, you can for a redesign, hopefully when that's updated or if it's that excessive, but it is a explore.
And it's that classic reaction, isn't it? I suppose when you think about health and safety, we tend to worry about the things that impact us immediately, don't we? So somebody falling over and hurting themselves or a cut or something like that, we tend to react to with a better strategy and approach because it's immediate. These longer term things that creep up on us tend to be the things that people don't focus on and don't prioritize because it's not immediate. So similar to some long-term sort of illnesses that people can be affected by. So I think it's always worth sort of reinforcing it. So I think the October approach in the States every year of having a focus on it is a really good thing. I think we should maybe start doing it in the UK as well. Yeah.
No, I agree.
And think about your music on your AirPods as well.
That's true.
Just out of interest, most people listen to music with headphones. That's between the 80 and 90 range. So, yeah.
I could see that. I like it loud too.
I like it loud.
But it does bring up a good point. I think it's this is one of those things you can carry over your safe practices to more than just the workplace.
Good. Okay. Interesting chat. We're not here to preach to people, but it's here just to prompt people and help people to maybe think about stuff. Interesting conversation. I'll let you sign us out in your inimitable fashion, and that's not easy for me to say.
No, indubitably. Well, listeners, hopefully you were able to hear this discussion. And as you go about your days, as you're going into your organizations, hopefully it's not too loud in your workplace. But if it is, remember to think about what are some mitigation techniques we can put into place? What are some things we can do so that it's not overarching screaming and ringing in your ears? And remember also to know some of the signs of beginning some hearing issues, impairments that can occur over time. So as you're going about your days, as you're going about your lives, remember to ultimately try to stay healthy, stay safe, and watch each other's back out there. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Two Bald Guys Talking Safety. Don't forget to follow and subscribe wherever you stream your podcast, or you can visit us at evotix.com.
And if you've liked today's podcast or you found some value from it, we'd really appreciate it if you could head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review or a rating. It really means a lot to us. Thank you.